Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to talk about in the sports world in general. NBA, we've got game sevens. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait, to be honest with you. I know Mike Wilson is absolutely chomping at the bit as well. Obviously, Major League Baseball heating up big time. NHL Stanley Cup final is here. Mike, we've got a ton to talk about, brother. Good morning, man.
Good morning, man. Yeah, we got a ton to talk about. We got a couple of game sevens that are going to happen now, and you are absolutely right. I am chomping at the bit for this Boston game. Take down the King and move on.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be obviously an interesting game. LeBron James does everything in his power the other day to force a game seven, which was pretty awesome. The guy scores 46 points, like 11 rebounds, a bunch of assists, everything to go along with it. The guy plays a fantastic game. He pretty much willed his team to a victory in game six. We'll see if the same thing can happen for them in game seven. I know we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. On the other side, Mike, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports like we always do, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about those Vegas Knights. We'll talk about the Capitals. I mean, in all honesty, I don't think that the NHL could have gotten a better and a better Stanley Cup final when you think about these two teams. Obviously, the first year for the Vegas Knights, but what the Capitals have been through, Ovechkin, all that stuff. So, a ton to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Able to work it ahead, and here's Nate Schmidt along with Neal. Neal sidesteps Edberg, scores! James Neal! And the Knights have the lead!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, Memorial Day style, people. And by the way, we obviously want to thank all those people that have served and obviously continue to serve this great nation, the people that have fallen for us to be able to do things like this. And obviously, American Forces Network, we appreciate you guys big time for listening to us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Want to hear from everybody about what's going on in the sports world, or just if you have a thought in general, man. Whatever's on your mind is always on Mike and Mai's mind. So we love hearing from you at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, at this time, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about you two?
Can't complain, man. We're living the dream. We're living in the Valley of the Sun. We're talking sports. We've got Stanley Cup finals to talk about with you, and thinking about this matchup in general, it's got to be a dream matchup in many ways. Obviously, Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals have never been able to get over the hump. They've struggled with Pittsburgh. They got over that finally. They haven't been able to get the Stanley Cup finals. They were able to do that. The Vegas Knights, we all know, started out the year at 500-1, anywhere between 100 and 500-1 all season long to get to this point. In all honesty, John, is this not a dream matchup for the NHL and the Stanley Cup finals?
It is, from a lot of respects. I'm sure that at the start of the season, nobody would have thought about this as a matchup, and certainly not a matchup that Gary Bettman would have envisioned or wanted, either from a Vegas standpoint or from a Washington standpoint. And I guess I maybe should temper that a little bit by saying that Vegas was a bit of an experiment in terms of the way they put that team together, and certainly the location was an experiment. So perhaps Bettman is going to sit back and pat himself on the back for making the expansion to a traditional non-hockey market work. He's always been very proud of the fact that this was his goal, and I'm sure he's sitting back with a big smile on his face from that standpoint. But if anybody had said at the start of October or even at Christmas that we would be looking at Washington and Vegas in the Stanley Cup Final, I think we would have had a lot of people raising their eyebrows. And there's a lot of similarities between these teams and a lot of crossover and a lot of coincidence, specifically between the two general managers. So it's going to be interesting from that standpoint. I'm looking forward as a nonpartisan to sitting back and watching a pretty good Stanley Cup Final.
John, this is Mike. Good to talk to you again. Hey, you know, this is you know, when most people start tuning in to Stanley Cup hockey, like the Fairweather fans kind of thing. So what are the things that Vegas does well that they can take advantage of Washington and vice versa?
Well, looking at the Vegas side first, Mike, I guess the obvious answer is Marc-Andre Fleury. We've all seen what he has done all through the regular season and all through the playoffs. Strong goaltending, a big, big item in terms of the Stanley Cup, much like starting pitching in Major League Baseball, and that comparison we've made many times before. But Fleury right now is probably at the top of his game. He's got that Stanley Cup experience, three Stanley Cups with the Pittsburgh Penguins, the last two consecutively. So this is the third year in a row he's found himself playing for a Stanley Cup. Although Hopi's very good and basically threw shutouts in Game 6 and 7 against Tampa Bay and for most of Game 5, I've got to give the edge to Fleury simply from the experience in the Stanley Cup and also the way that he's playing right now. If you want to look at the other advantages to Vegas, another point we've touched on a couple of times is that these guys are all hungry. They were all left wanting for some way, in some way, shape, or form, or for some reason by their previous teams. That stretches right the way to the general manager, the head coach, all of the players. They were all allowed to go to Vegas for a reason. So a lot of these guys are used to being second banana. They probably feel that they have a little bit to prove. That's helped with their teamwork. There's no question about that. In terms of Washington, I think their strength probably has been the fact that they have finally slayed that dragon. They've got to the point for the first time in a long time where they've been to the Stanley Cup Finals. I believe the last time they were there was in the early 2000s and they got swept by Detroit. Ever since then, all through the Ovechkin years, it's been disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. They've had a great regular season. They've just completely collapsed in the playoffs. So this is the first year that has not happened. And I'm looking for a good long series. And again, sitting as a neutral, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this tremendously.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking NHL hockey playoffs, obviously Stanley Cup Finals. We have the Capitals and the Golden Knights of Las Vegas going at it. And a couple of things that I picked up there, John, I just want to ask you about. First of all, has it kind of been like a chip on their shoulder for the Golden Knights all season long to prove to everybody that these guys can still play number one? And then on the other side, how huge is this for Alex Ovechkin when you think about all the times that he has failed and not been able to succeed getting to this point in his career, finally having an opportunity to win a Stanley Cup Final? And where do you put him as far as great athletes that have not been able to win the big one yet?
Well, I guess the easy answer is probably to the third question. Where do I put Ovechkin in terms of a great player who never won a championship? I guess there's a handful of those. You know, we could go back to hockey, we could go back to baseball, and for some of those guys, it happened very late in a career. I'm thinking guys like Paul Molitor, Dave Winfield, Ray Bourque, you know, Jerry West, I guess, for many, many years was a great player but didn't get a championship until very late in his career, even though he played with a very good team in the Lakers. Dealing with the Washington situation, I think that there's probably a great amount of satisfaction there for them, having proved that they finally can get over that hump and have sort of got to a point where a lot of people didn't think they were capable of getting to. And quite frankly, I was one of those non-believers. I think I've said to you many times over the course of the season and in previous years, I've never felt that Washington was a team that was built for the grind of the playoffs. They were built for the regular season. They always did very well. I've been surprised at the way that they have played, but when they've come against some adversity, dropping the first two games to Columbus at home, then winning that series in four straight games after that. Second round, they had a tough fight with Pittsburgh, And in the round against Tampa Bay, they won the first two games in Tampa, went home thinking they were probably going to clinch it, and ended up losing two games at home, then all of a sudden had to buckle down and win two out of the last three, and two of those three being on the road. So a lot of things there for Washington. In terms of Vegas, I just think it's that team spirit, that strength of the fact that, hey, we're all here because somebody else didn't want us for some way, shape, or form, whether it was personality, whether it was ability, whether it was a salary cap issue, whether it was a contract issue, whether it was an overcrowding at a position where they couldn't protect a whole bunch of players. They're all there for a reason. I think they've all stuck together and said, we're in this together. We have to prove that we are still capable of playing in this league at a top level. They got to the Stanley Cup final. I think they've already proven their point, whether they win four games in this next series or not.
Okay, with all that being said and done, who do you like in this series, John, and how many games does it go?
It goes 6 or 7, that's a given, regardless of who wins. I'm going to go with Vegas simply because they have that extra home game in the postseason. They earned that through their regular season record. They had more points than Washington did. And I think it's going to come down to a battle of goaltenders. And I just think Fleury right now is just on such an unbelievable roll. It's just between him and Vegas as a team, I just think it's two incredible stories, and it just has to end this way. I can just see Vegas winning the Cup. I can see them winning it at home in either in Game 7 if necessary, or on the road in Washington in Game 6. But either way, I think they're going to be 6 or 7 very, very tough, very, very close games. If somebody can get the jump and win a game or maybe even two games in the other team's building in those first couple of rounds, the first and second games in Vegas, third and fourth in Washington, that could turn it around very quickly. But I'd say sit back, put up your feet, and be ready for a long series.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready, people. This is going to be a great series. And like you said, like I said, two unbelievable stories. I don't think we don't lose here. Everybody wins with this one. Either the Capitals do something that they haven't been able to do, or the Vegas Knights start their tradition in major fashion. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the calls. John, we're going to continue with you on the other side, and we're going to flip gears and talk a little baseball. Is that cool?
Sounds very good.
All right, good deal, everybody. Hang tight. We're going to continue with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. A lot to get into in the Major League Baseball, too, people. The Yankees, the Sox, the Astros, and don't forget about my Milwaukee Brewers, who put up 17 runs the other day. Unbelievable stuff. Anyways, we'll be back after the pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Right on to Ovechkin. Lay it in ahead. Kuznetsov scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That would be DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so if you missed it, just before we were talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, about the Washington Capitals and the Golden Knights of Las Vegas, because we do have a pretty unbelievable Stanley Cup final. A lot of people never would have imagined this, but we do have it, and it's great. I love it. I think that's what makes sports so fantastic. And speaking of that, Major League Baseball has been pretty interesting thus far throughout the beginning of the Major League Baseball season, at least in my humble opinion. I looked at the standings today, and there are a few divisions that have about four teams in the race. You have a couple few divisions that have about two teams in the race. But I do think that more exciting baseball is to come in general. But I really think the National League, to me, is where it's very interesting. John, what have you seen so far from both the American and the National League? And am I correct in what I'm saying, that I just think there's more competitive baseball throughout the National League than there is in the American League, at least right now?
Yeah, I can't disagree. We're looking at the National League East.
John?
Looking at the National League East, I can't disagree with you. Top two teams there, Philadelphia and Atlanta, half a game separating those two teams. Washington only a game and a half out, the Mets 3.5 out. Really, Miami's the only team that's out of that division. And I think, quite frankly, again, if we'd have said in the spring that Philadelphia and Atlanta were going to be the top two teams in that division towards the end of May, I think a few people would have looked at us rather strangely and wondered what we've been putting on our cornflakes in the morning. Move to the Central Division, and I know your heart is with the Brewers, and all of a sudden we find that they've been 8-2 in their last 10. They've opened up a four-game lead over the Cardinals. You go down there, that division, and really that's another division where there's really only one team out of it. So in those two divisions, 8 of the 10 teams are within 4.5 games of the lead, and the teams that are in fourth place are not bad teams. So those actually are a little bit of a contrast to the National League West. And, I don't think we want to talk about the Diamondbacks too much, given that they're 2-8 in the last 10 and have not been playing well for about 3 weeks now, and all of a sudden find themselves in second place for the first time all season. But that's an odd division, too, because Arizona's in second place at 26-25, the Rockies 27-25 in first place. other than that, no team is playing 500. So that is sort of a very much an opposite division to the other two. But San Francisco and Los Angeles, I really don't see them staying out of it all season. I think the Dodgers are going to get better. Kershaw's going to get back at some point in time, so that's going to help them. And I see that Madison Baumgartner went out on a rehab assignment this week for the Giants, and you know that when they add him to the rotation, that's like a trade deadline acquisition without giving anything up and getting it in May rather than getting it at the end of July. So I think there's a lot of good baseball to be played in all three of those National League divisions.
You know, you mentioned the Diamondbacks, John. Let me just jump in here real quickly, Mike. I got something to say. You know, you mentioned the Diamondbacks, and obviously they have free fallen big time from the leader in the division. But what I am also seeing is that Paul Goldschmidt has absolutely fallen off of the map in general with his hitting, has been just in an unbelievable drought. And we saw Trout go through a bad drought as well. But what I'm seeing from Paul Goldschmidt is like the guy has aged overnight. So, John, what can you say about Paul Goldschmidt and his inability to put the bat on the ball? And then with that being said, you know, the guy that left here, J.D. Martinez, is back doing his thing once again for the Boston Red Sox, hitting ball after ball out of the park. I mean, I'm just really concerned a little bit about Paul Goldschmidt and the Arizona Diamondbacks, John.
Yeah, Goldschmidt's a funny, and I don't mean funny humorous, I mean funny peculiar story. He's sort of been the heart of that franchise and the loyal stay-at-home guy for a number of years now, and his numbers have been very quiet, very consistent, not a big media gathering guy. I really don't know what the issue there is, and given that he's very quiet, I wonder if perhaps there's an underlying injury that we haven't been made aware of, and he doesn't want to go on the DL, and he's struggling through it, and he's not coming up with any excuses. But I'm not so sure, as I would say, he's aged. You see him play a lot more than I do, so you know, I'll sit back and say, hey, you're the guy that watches the Diamondbacks a heck of a lot more than I do. But the odd game, Diamondback game that I've seen, and I see probably an average of maybe one Diamondback game a week on the MLB Network, I find it very puzzling to see how he's struggling, and perhaps part of it, too, is that he doesn't have that supporting cast around him. And last year he played really well, of course, with an MVP candidate right up to the very end. And you mentioned J.D. Martinez, and there's no question that having J.D. Martinez bat in the Diamondbacks lineup last year helped Paul Goldschmidt tremendously, because he was meant they couldn't pitch around him. So I'm kind of wondering if it's maybe a situation where he's more of a one-man show than he has been in previous years, and teams are learning to pitch around him. Maybe he's just not getting the pitches to hit. It's puzzling. I'm sure it's puzzling to Torrey Lovello. I'm sure it's puzzling to all of the Diamondback fans and the media down there in Phoenix. But yes, I'd be a little concerned. You know, it's not a good sign when a guy drops off that quickly. You like to think that when a guy drops off, it's going to be gradual and you can plan for it and you can sort of find some way to cover it off. But this very much so has been a drop off the table.
Yeah, no, and it's just unbelievable. A.J. Pollock also can't stay healthy. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to add something with Pollock, but, you know, and his issues staying healthy, but I was going to jump to Milwaukee and Chicago. Like, what the heck is wrong with my Cubs, and what has got into Andy's Brewers?
Oh, wow, you're asking a very tough question. Dealing with the Brewers first, because that's the positive story from your question. I would say that what has surprised me is the way that the starting pitching has come through in Milwaukee. I think when the three of us talked in the spring, the biggest concern we had for the Brewers making a show in that division was the strength and depth of their starting rotation. We thought the rest of the team was pretty good. They'd made some good signings. They were developing some good young players. They were well managed. I think the starting rotation has obviously lived up to its billing and more, and that's been the pleasant surprise there. In terms of the Cubs, I'm not really sure. I wonder if it's perhaps a little bit of a hangover from a couple of long runs in the postseason. Baez seems to be very temperamental lately. Every time I see him play, he's throwing a tantrum about something, either about being told to stand in a different position by the umpires when he's fielding or swinging at balls that he doesn't think are strikes, and he just doesn't seem to be himself. And I think the other drop-off is that Jake Arrieta was a much better guy in the rotation than Darvish has proven to be. I see that Darvish went on the DL again this week for the second time this season, and some kind of a tricep problem. And we're all smart enough to know that when a pitcher has a tricep problem, that generally does not end well and almost always never ends quickly. So I think there's a hole in that rotation, and I just think there's a lot of competition in that division. So it's a two- or three-fold thing, Mike. The Cubs aren't as good, they're not as deep, and the other teams are stronger, and that's never a success story.
All right, John, so we got to put you on the spot real quickly in about 30 seconds or less. What's going on with your Toronto Blue Jays? They started out okay, they've been up and down, and now they're in fourth place.
Terrible team, badly put together. I just don't think they've got a strong enough team on the field. We're talking Major League Baseball, and we have a team here that does not have a bona fide Major League shortstop on the roster. Yesterday, Russell Martin played shortstop. That tells you everything you need to know about the depth on that team.
100%, John. I hear the music behind us means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. As always, we appreciate your time. We'll hook up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Enjoy the hockey. Enjoy the baseball. And we'll be talking about what's happening in the NHL series, obviously. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Judge, that is long gone. Oh, my. Off the brick wall. Judge makes it rain.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Terry Rozier, alley-oop, and Horford throws it down. Al Horford with the slam. And the lead back up to 14. Forrest, three-pointer, hits the front of the rim and goes forward. He's 3 for 3 from downtown. Shot clock down to 4. Tatum on the move. Tatum's got to put it up. Just gets it off the top and nails it. Jason Tatum with 17. Thompson on Rozier. Rozier gets to the basket. Can't get it to go. Horford had it. Goes back up. Bang shot. Missed it. Tips it to Baines. Baines blocked by Love. Kevin Love posting up. Wants it. Here's the double team. Love back to James. Drives. Count it. And one. Rozier. Alley-oop. And Horford throws it down. Al Horford with the slam. And the lead back up to 14.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, Memorial Day style. Obviously, again, our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with those people that have fallen for us and those people that still continue to serve for us and obviously love the American Forces Network. You people mean the world to us. You're allowing Mike and I to sit here and talk sports to you each and every Sunday, which, by the way, we do 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Every Sunday we are live, whether it's raining, whether it's sunny, whether it's holiday weekends, we never let you go, man. We always want to be here for you. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And if you heard the highlights as we were coming back, it's obviously NBA highlights that you heard, and Scott does a great job of putting all that stuff together for us. So we really appreciate all the clips that he gets us. And, you know, Mike, let's get into it. A couple of game sevens in the NBA conference finals, which ultimately these series have not been that competitive. However, and I'm talking game to game individually, they have not been that competitive. In the Eastern Conference, it's something like 18-point margin. In the Western Conference, it's probably somewhere similar to that. We saw some huge turnarounds in games where Houston's up by 15, 16, and then they wind up losing the game by 30 points or 29 points, whatever it is. Just some amazing turnarounds in those games. And Klay Thompson really heated up in game 6. They needed him to. Kevin Durant still struggling a little bit. Steph Curry had a pretty nice turnaround, bounce-around game. If you don't get up in this guy's grill, he can make a lot of shots and he can do a lot of damage. But for a couple of series that – the games haven't been all that competitive, Mike. The series, they have. We have two series that are both 3-3, and they both have a game 7 to see who goes to represent the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. I don't think we could have asked for anything better, to be honest with you, bro.
No, I mean, like you alluded to, I mean, the games haven't been competitive, but the series are, and, you know, we would have taken competitive games, you know, over what we've got, but we've got game sevens all over the map. I think today's game will be great. Boston's right around a 2.5-point, 3-point favorite. They're at home. Role players, as we all know, play better at home. I'm looking for a big game from Horford. I'm looking for a big game from Jaylen Brown. I think Tatum's going to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, to watch Tatum and to think that what Danny Ainge did to pull off getting him at number 3, trade the number 1 pick, Danny knows what he's doing. He sees he knows talent when he sees it, and it's paying off for him, and it's only going to pay off for the team as a whole moving forward next year when they get Hayward and Kyrie back. But, you know, hey, game 7 in Boston, that crowd is going to be jacked up. And if they can take out the King and his minions and end that streak of LeBron going to the finals, you know, that's a momentum builder for a young buck team like Boston. So it's going to be fun to watch. I'll probably be a little vocal during the game from time to time, But, you know, I'm pulling for the Celtics. They're my ride and die team, and that's who I just ride and die with.
Yeah, you know, look, Mike, let me throw this in there. You know, you're talking about the Boston Celtics, this young bunch of guys that have come together so quickly. I agree with you 100%. But I think that that's where people get a little confused. There's a lot of talent on that team. There's a lot of first-round draft picks on that team.
Yes.
You know, Danny Ainge did a great job of putting together a bunch of talent, and Brad Stevens has done a great job of molding that talent, giving guys the ability to go out there and perform at levels that they probably didn't think that they could have, and they're young. So I think you have a great point. Next year, next season, a healthy Gordon Hayward, a healthy Kyrie Irving, the Boston Celtics are absolutely loaded, man. And we talked about the process in Philadelphia. How about the process there in Boston? They've done a fantastic job. They deserve all the credit that they're getting right now. And you know what? They've been undefeated thus far in the postseason at home. They have a game seven. That's what this is all about. That's why you play to have the better record, to have that home court advantage when it's so important. And ultimately, you know, when you think about the game that they have later on today against Cleveland, number one, you have to shut down LeBron James. Number two, and with that being said, I don't know if you can really shut him down. So really, ultimately, what it means is secondary-wise, shut down Kyle Korver, shut down Green. There is no Kevin Love. So Larry Nance Jr. is going to have to step up big time in this game. They'll use him a lot more. I see him being a guy that they'll use in the pick and roll, and he'll go to the basket a lot more, whereas Kevin Love would drift off and go to the three-point line to shoot the three-pointer. So I think it adds a different dimension. They're going to be a little bit more physical, I would think, Cleveland, with this being said. So we'll see how it plays out. I like Boston in the game personally, Mike. I think that they're going to figure out a way to get it done. But just another way for LeBron James to add to his legacy when you think about it, and just his the illustrious career that the guy's had, he can just put another notch on his belt, winning a game seven on the road, man, against the Boston Celtics, who, by the way, have never lost the series, if I'm not mistaken, when they're up 2-0. So, and I think people may have forgotten that they started this series, they were up 2-0. We're now 3-3, one game to see who goes to the finals, bro. Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable stuff. And, you know, you and I sit back all the time and we talk about the greatness of LeBron James. And I don't think there's anybody that would deny how great he is. And if for some reason, God, hopefully this doesn't happen, but if he gets to the finals, I mean, you could say this would be his youngest team, his most inexperienced team that he's ever taken to the finals. Even that team in 2007 that he took against the Spurs. I mean, you still had Larry Hughes. You still had some guys that had some miles on them a little bit and some experience. A lot of these guys they got in the trade back in January or February, you know, they don't have experience. They've never been in situations like this. And you could say the same thing for Boston. You know, all these young guys, they're learning on the job as they do this. So it's going to be a unique experience for a lot of these guys on this team. The only unique experience it's not going to be unique for is LeBron. He's been there. He's done that. He has multiple titles to his name. It's going to be interesting for me to watch which LeBron we get out of the gate after the tip. Do we get the guy that's trying to spread the ball around, get everybody involved, or is it follow me and I'm going to drive to the bucket and I'm going to get points. Everybody else just hop on my back and here we go. So that part of it at the tip is going to be an interesting part of it for me.
Well, and also, what does LeBron James have left in the tank, Mike, too? I think that's a big question, too. We've seen the kind of efforts and the energy level that he's had to put out there on a night-in and night-out basis. And, you know, it is impressive. And like you said, I love greatness. You love greatness. LeBron James is absolutely greatness. But sooner or later, all good things must come to an end. And will this be the year where LeBron James does not get to the finals? And will Boston be able to do it without Kyrie Irving? I think that there's a lot of interesting storylines in this final game. It would be something to see LeBron do it and get to the finals one more time, but it would also be something to see the Boston Celtics knock him out of the playoffs without Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward. And then you think about the future for them next season. They have to be the favorite to win it all with those two guys coming back. So many interesting storylines in this one game with a Boston Celtic team that maybe is ahead of their time because of those injuries, and then a Cleveland Cavalier team, which they were reconstructed in January. LeBron James, you and I, we talked about it, man. We didn't necessarily think there would be enough time for them to put this all together in that short time. But if he does get to the finals, it's an absolutely unbelievable, incredible story. Not as good as the Vegas Knights and the Washington Capitals, but a very good story, to be honest with you, Mike. And to see LeBron James carry this team once again on his back the way that he does, to complete exhaustion from game in and game out, gets a little banged up in game six. We'll see how he recovers from that, because, as he said, he wasn't coming out of that game no matter what when he got knocked into by Larry Nance Jr., by the way, when he fell over. So we'll see. There's so much mileage on LeBron James at this point. And again, everybody's a little tired at this point, but LeBron has had to put so much effort out there night in and night out to will his team to get to this point, Mike. So I'm just really, really interested to see what LeBron James has left in his tank.
Yeah, and you know, he's shown a little wear and tear in terms of being a little tired during the past couple of games. But you know, he's LeBron James. He's the best player on the planet. You know, he got a little banged up the other night. Someone, you know, Nance kind of fell back on his leg. He's kind of limping a little bit. And you know, I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm sitting there watching the game with my son and my mother, who's in town. And we're like, yeah, he's fine. He started dribbling the ball and started moving around. And we're like, LBJ is going to be okay. He's not coming out of the game for anything. I don't know, the media, the people, you know, sitting courtside, like, oh, he's tired. It's like, well, yeah, like you said, everybody's tired at this time of the year. He has had to expend more energy probably than a lot of people because he is the guy on his team. And so if he can muster up something today, you just gotta, if you're a Boston fan, tip your cap. You just tip your cap, raise a glass to LeBron.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we haven't talked about Houston and the Warriors yet, but obviously game six in Golden State at Oracle, they came out, they showed up big time. Klay Thompson got back on track. Steph Curry got back on track. Kevin Durant is still struggling a little bit, but with that being said, Klay really came to play. Steph came to play. I think they were 14 of 28 from downtown, so that's 50% from those two guys alone. Without CP3, if he can't go for game seven, you got to like the Golden State Warriors. They've been there before. They're battle tested. They haven't had to win in games like where they have to in knockout situations many times. However, we know the kind of players that they have and what they're capable of. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. Then we'll come back. We'll wrap up our number one. And we'll get back into things in hour number two. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to discuss. Conversation is wide open. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. We're going to wrap up hour number one. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Cavaliers will bring the lead to double figures. James behind the back. Long for two. LeBron James. Beautiful dish.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back in for the final time this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can always get at us and talk to us about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Follow us as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then, obviously, you can always check out our website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, as always, bro, the hour flies by when I'm talking to you about what's going on in the sports world. You know, later today, we do have something going on here locally. The Arizona Rattlers will be playing their final home game. Hopefully, the title will run through Phoenix, Arizona. They did drop one last week to Iowa, which was a tough one. And, you know, we got some real heartfelt emotions from Coach Guy last week. And it seems like our buddy Brad really knows how to push his buttons, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's the button pusher for sure. But I'd like to mention one thing before we go to break that we haven't really mentioned. The Indianapolis 500, my brother.
Yes.
The greatest spectacle in sports. It is a bucket list thing for me, but we can't forget that that is going on.
Yeah, it's the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. So I agree with you, man. It's obviously a special day for those people that like talking about racing. And, you know, we can always do that, too. Believe me, 1-800-878-7529. Nothing gets by Mike Wilson or Andy Dorf. We've pretty much got you covered in every facet. So Thoughts and opinions, that's what's encouraged, that's what's welcomed. Like I said, though, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it, and then we'll be back with another hour of listening pleasure, talking about sports and what's going on in the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcomes home an American held in Venezuela for 2 years. Trump holding a get-together in the Oval Office for Joshua Holt and his family following the Utah man's release from a Venezuelan prison. Joshua Holt himself says,
just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
On another issue, President Trump tells reporters,
no, we're doing very well in terms of the summit with North Korea.
The president saying he's still hoping for a June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump had abruptly canceled that summit just a few days ago after what he called harsh rhetoric coming from North Korea. Yesterday, in a surprise move, the North and South Korean leaders met not far from the DMZ to talk about the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow. And I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Now in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, subtropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle sometime late tomorrow. John Cangelosi is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center.
We think that it could be a wide area of very heavy rain across the state of Florida and then even spreading westward across Mississippi, Alabama, and even portions of southeastern Louisiana.
A 34-year-old man's in custody accused of vandalizing an Illinois cemetery and some nearby homes with swastikas. Authorities say yesterday they found more than 200 headstones at the Sunset Hill Cemetery in Glen Carbon defaced, and officials say they began work immediately to clean it all up before a Memorial Day event which is set to honor 1,300 veterans who are buried at that cemetery. A suspect was caught after being seen on surveillance video. Police have not released his name yet. Irish voters have overwhelmingly decided to lift the country's strict abortion laws in balloting yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The world mourns the death of one of the early NASA astronauts. Alan Bean passed away yesterday at the age of 86 in Houston. Bean was the fourth man to walk on the moon. His family says he died after a short illness. Bean flew into space twice, spending over 10 hours on the moon's surface during the Apollo 12 mission. After retirement, Bean dedicated his life to painting. He's survived by his wife and 4 children, and he is remembered in the science community as extraordinarily kind and talented. Again, Alan Bean was 86. A new monument in Connecticut honoring service animals with a statue of one of the nation's most famous war dogs. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The sculpture, Stubby Salutes, is being unveiled in Veterans Memorial Park in Middletown. Stubby was a Boston Terrier mix that traveled to Europe with a Connecticut unit during World War I. He became famous for warning soldiers of incoming gas attacks and locating wounded soldiers on the battlefield, staying with them until help arrived. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a Memorial Weekend tradition coming up in a few hours, the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500 later today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It will be the final race in Danica Patrick's career. The 200-lap race is to get underway at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Time today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with my man Mike Wilson. So much to get into. NBA playoffs, a couple of game sevens in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals. What does LeBron James have left in his tank? What do the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets have in store for us? The Vegas Knights, the Washington Capitals, get ready to battle for the Stanley Cup. And then obviously the big one, the Indianapolis 500, the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500, all taking place. So much to get into. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. And like you said, man, I mean, there's nothing like watching the Indy 500 to me. I love watching that. Guys whipping around the track at 225 miles an hour. You got two game sevens. So let's bring it in hour number two, man.
Absolutely. So much to talk about. So much to dive into. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to rap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attack.
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We would love to make tonight the night. Smith-Pelly on the feed. Connolly fires. Rebound doorstep. It's in. The Washington Capitals have hope swinging back in their favor. A double OT decision.
Awesomeness. Looked like Eller got a chunk of that. That's the shot of Connolly. Was so fast. Bobrovsky got it into his body. And it looked like Eller got a chunk of it. And he was surprised he got a piece of it. And it rolls over the goal line. I think Eller's going to be the hero.
All night.
Say Theodore, second chance to win the game for Vegas. Here he comes to the net. Backhand score!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I know we got a caller, Mitch, in Santa Monica. We're going to hook up with him in just a moment, but just thinking about that highlight that you heard, Vegas Knights, Washington Capitals. It's an amazing, seriously, absolutely incredible matchup when you're talking about the NHL playoffs and all the things that could have happened. And the fact of the matter is that the Vegas Knights were 500-1 at one point throughout the season to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. So this is amazing. This is incredible. And then on the other side, Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, his inability to get to this point in his career where he has a chance to win a Stanley Cup final. So a lot of great storylines in general with this Stanley Cup final. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, what's on your mind today, brother?
Well, the first thing I want to know is what are you two guys doing today, this afternoon? Are you guys going to continue the streak or think that you've jinxed it? Where are you going to be today, guys? At the stick?
I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you, man. It has nothing to do with his and my streak, to be honest with you, either. It has just to do with life and what's going on and how many different things that we have to cover in general in the sports world. So we'll see. We'll be represented somehow, some way. Don't you worry about it. But looking for a very good run from the Arizona Rattlers in the playoffs this year. And hopefully they'll be able to avenge themselves and maybe get another shot at that Iowa team. So we'll see what happens, Mitch. What else is on your mind,
man? Let's get into last night. But I'm sorry, was that the most exciting lopsided blowout in the history of basketball? I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the whole game, but that third quarter and fourth quarter was simply fantastic. I mean, when the Splash Brothers are on, they are freaking on. My goodness gracious. And then the MVP, not James Harden, went away. I mean, he's trying to carry the team. D'Antoni, by the way, your theory of only playing seven players for the playoffs or the regular season doesn't work. It doesn't work in the playoffs when you're playing every other night against the same team. Maybe during the regular season where you got days off, but I think fatigue is catching up to the Rockets. I think Golden State, the tide turned about 3 minutes into the third quarter, where this series is now Golden State. They are going to go in there, and they're going to completely take over this tired, wrecked team who doesn't have Chris Paul anymore. So basically, they're playing 6 on 12. I mean, it's craziness what's going on with this tournament. The tournament has we've had good game out of in the Cleveland series. The rest of them have been blowouts. But last night, I'm sure, that was something else. I expect big things from LeBron, but today the key is Kyle Korver. If Kyle Korver is on, lights out and the Cavs are going to the finals. That's my take.
No, I mean, look, good takes, Mitch. Obviously, look, the bottom line is I've never been a great fan of Mike D'Antoni. We saw what he did in Phoenix. I saw it up close and personal. It's fun. It's exciting. It wins a lot of regular season games, but it does not result in winning championships in the NBA, and I agree 100%. The rotation is way too thin by him. What happened to guys like Nene, who played for him throughout the season, big minutes? I don't get it, man. He doesn't play at all. Ryan Anderson played a lot of minutes for him throughout the season. Doesn't make sense that he's not getting in. He throws Joe Johnson in there. In general, I agree with you that his rotation is questionable at best. And then on the other side of the ball, it was pretty nice to finally see Klay Thompson go off. The guy had 35 points. He carried his team quite a bit. Steph Curry added 29. Kevin Durant struggled to score 23 points. I think that's something to kind of keep an eye on. But in general, look, no CP3, game six, it showed. And with that being said, no Andre Iguodala has made a huge difference for Golden State as well. And I think that gets overlooked because they have such a star-studded cast of characters. But let's not forget, that guy's a two-time NBA Finals MVP himself. And he's on a team with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, oh, by the way. So they're missing something without having him. And you know what? Injuries are part of the game. Both of these teams are missing key pieces, key ingredients to what makes them very successful. So let's see, man. We got a game seven. All the chips, everything's out there. They're going to all let it hang out on Monday night. And we'll see who plays in the finals from the Western Conference, guys.
And two game sevens, so that's the first time since 1979. You realize that this is the first time we've had two game sevens in the conference finals since the three-point shot was put into the league? I mean, this is incredible. What a great weekend.
Hey, great point. And here's the real point is that we have two series that are very competitive in the sense of where they are because they're both 3-3. However, with that being said, Mitch, and you hit on this very early in the conversation, Have you ever seen such exciting blowouts in general? Like, there has been complete domination for the most part by both of all four of these teams on their home floor. However, you put them all on the road and it's like, what happened? Where are my guys? Nobody can step up. Role players become guys that walk into a shell, which is very normal to happen to them on the road. But at home, everybody plays a lot different. With that being said, what are you expecting out of LeBron James in a game seven in a very hostile TD Garden environment there in Boston, bro?
A 47-point turnaround is what made that game. All the rest of the blowouts have been lopsided. But to go from 17 down and then win by 39, that was insane. I think LeBron, he's the king. He's putting this team on his shoulders. I don't know if Love is cleared or not. I mean, there were some questions. They said he probably wasn't going to play, and now
Love will not play, Mitch. Mitch, Love will not play. He is going through concussion protocol. He will not play. What happens in Game 7? Who wins, Boston or Cleveland?
I cannot bet against the King. The King will find a way to do this. I think that both road teams are going to find a way to make it four straight NBA Finals with the Warriors and the Cavs. And as much as boring as that is, and we've touched on this before, it's so great to see greatness. And that's what we're going to see tonight, greatness at its best.
Hey, as always, man, speaking of greatness, your calls are always great, bro. So we appreciate your time. We know you touch base with us each and every Sunday, and there's nobody more loyal than Mitch in Santa Monica. So we appreciate you, brother.
Go Rattlers. Get that win for the coach, man. Number one coach, baby, this afternoon.
That is true, man. Coach Guy, I think that maybe that added a little fuel to his fire last week when Brad was peppering him about questions, and I, too, was asking him a little bit about the quarterback. He wasn't very happy about it. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. Mike and I are going to continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
With 3 seconds left, Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second to the win. Uh-oh! LeBron James delivers. That's a winner in Cleveland.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another weekend edition. We love your thoughts. We love your opinions. We are unlike any sports radio show anywhere in the country. Because the truth of the matter is this. Most sports talk show hosts think they know it all. They don't really think that you're adding anything to the conversation. We do know it all. But we do think you add a ton to the conversation. So get at us. 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, I was being a little facetious. We don't know it all.
I hope so.
We don't know it all. We can discuss it all. But the truth of the matter is, and obviously, Mike, you know I'm joking around, hit us up on Twitter, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out our website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, let's just get back into it. The NBA has got to be at the front right now, at least in sports, when you think about two game sevens, the NBA playoffs in general. We had our moments in the first round. LeBron James had some buzzer beaters. He added some excitement for us. But second round got a little boring. And now you have the Eastern and the Western Conference both in seven-game series. And even though the game, from game to game, hasn't been all that competitive, the series themselves being knotted up 3-3, one game to play for the NBA Finals. You know, I think that as sports fans, as people that cover sports, this is what we live, breathe, eat, and sleep. This is what we want. And being athletes, I actually think this is what they want too. I mean, you're at the brink of elimination. This is for the biggest prize in all of your sport, the ability to go out there and win a championship for yourself, your team, your organization. So many things are on the line for all these players, their legacy too. You know, when you think about LeBron James and his ability to keep getting to finals, obviously he's won three, which isn't so bad, but you know, the conversation between him and Michael, then you have on the other side, how many can the Golden State Warriors win with this unbelievable team that they've put together? Will they even get that opportunity? As we know, they've got to play a game seven in Houston, but they've got to do it without CP3. Boston, a young team. I mean, dude, I could go on forever with all the different storylines, but this is what we ask for. This is what we live for. This is what we breathe for. This is what we want as guys that cover sports and sports fans all across the world. Is this not what we want? Game sevens for the biggest prize in all of your sport?
Oh, absolutely. This is what you want. I mean, growing up watching the NBA when I was a youngster in the 80s and 90s, and you know, you live for it. It was something you and your buddies, especially the friends I hung out with. Hey, game seven, man, we're, you know, where are you going to be watching it? And those kind of things. And there's nothing more dramatic to me than a game seven. And I don't care if it's the World Series. I don't care if it's Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs. You can even look at the Super Bowl as a game seven because it's for all the marbles as well. So, you know, I am looking forward to this afternoon. I certainly have my loyalties and everybody knows where my loyalties are at. And I make no apologies about it. But you know, we got to slay the dragon. The Celtics have to slay the dragon. They got to come out the gate tough, hard, hitting shot. I even think the Celtics need to press a little bit, force those inexperienced guards, playoff inexperienced guards of Cleveland, maybe cough it up a couple times, get some extra possessions. Like you said it earlier, really shut down LeBron, but you can do some things to maybe limit what the damage that he does. Maybe double him, not every single time, but you bring a double, you force his teammates to step up and make shots. I'm more than willing to let J.R. Smith cast away from three. I'm more than willing to let Smith and Clarkson and Nance try and see if they can get off. The thing I don't want is LeBron going 47, 10, and 12, because then that loosens up. It makes it, then you have to double. Then you have to do things that you don't want to do, and life becomes easier for those inexperienced players for Cleveland to get off. And, if J.R. Smith or Clarkson or, whoever else steps up and plays a great game and helps them win, okay, I can accept that, but let's not make it easy for him at all.
No, I'm with you 100%. I think that's what it's all about in general, comfortability. If you are comfortable in your surroundings, then you're going to go out there and you're going to play a much better game. And I think we all expect greatness from LeBron in Game 7. But I just question what the guy has left in the tank. Sooner or later, things do come to a crashing halt. I'm not saying it's going to be today. Don't get me wrong. I think LeBron's going to play fantastic. I really do, because he has no other option. He has to go out there and he has to carry that team, because you can't rely on J.R. Smith. You can't rely on Kyle Korver. You can't rely on Larry Nance Jr. You can't rely on Jordan Clarkson. You can't rely on George Hill. So those guys played really well at home. And to be honest with you, Boston did not play a bad game six. I think they shot over 50% in game six, and ultimately they turnovers were something that definitely hurt the Boston Celtics in that game. But the truth is they didn't play all that bad, and that was a game that was just outside of being competitive. It was like there were moments where you thought that Boston could work themselves back into the game, and they get to about seven or so, and then all of a sudden there'd be a little bit of a push from LeBron and Cleveland. It'd be back up to 12 or 13 before you knew it. I want to see a close game. I don't want to see big leads. I want to see a 5 to 7 point margin either way. I want to see lead changes. I want to see guys hitting shots. I want to see guys getting a little tense. I want to see some hard fouls. I want to see some really good playoff basketball. I mean, it's game seven. Let's not have a lopsided game. I want to see Cleveland show up. I want to see those role players, the George Hills and the J.R. Smiths and everybody that you talked about and I've talked about. And I want to see those Boston guys, the Smarts, the Morrises and everybody else. I want to see everybody show up. I want to see both teams have their best, and let's see what happens when things are tight, when things are tough. Let's see who shows up. And there's another thing about Game 7s, Mike Wilson. Game 7s tell you a lot about certain individuals and what they're made of. Again, we know what to expect out of LeBron. Who's going to ride with LeBron? We know what to expect out of other Al Horford. We know what to expect out of Jaylen Brown. Who's going to ride with those guys? So ultimately, to me, game sevens are a lot about who shows up and who doesn't show up, who makes a name for themselves, and who winds up destroying their name, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, no, that there's a lot of truth to that statement. And that's exactly what you look for in a game seven. Who's going to ride with your stars? Who else is going to come along and make it make life easier for LeBron or make life easier for Jalen or Tatum or Horford. I'm looking for a big game from Al Horford today. You know, he's just that, he's that steady veteran. We've talked about it before. He gets you 20 and 10. And he's just, for those young rooks for Boston, and this, those young players, he's just a steadying influence. And to, if he's playing well, he's getting offensive boards, he's getting putbacks, you know, he's if you see him diving for balls, that's going to encourage those young guys to be like, yeah, I got to get on the floor. I got to get putbacks. I got to do something else to help my team win.
It does seem like when Al Horford gets mismatches and they're able to take advantage of those mismatches, that's when they have a lot of success, because he can go down in the low post and he can distribute the rock, or he can score over guys because he's bigger than. So they try to get those mismatches for Al Horford more so than anybody else. And if they do that, Mike, they take advantage of them, they're in good shape. But again, this is going to come down to guys making plays and guys being very comfortable or not comfortable in their environment. And again, we know LeBron's going to show up. Who rides with LeBron? Who rides with Al Horford? Does Brad Stevens have a couple of great after timeout plays in his, up his sleeve? I don't know if you noticed the other day, but at the end of the game, he was trying to make some plays, and he was really adamant about where they were getting the ball. I saw him ask the official, where are we going to get the ball? And then they tried to change it up on him when they were walking in to make the inbound. And then Brad Stevens was very quick to go, no, we'll get the ball over there, which he wanted underneath the hoop. They had a special play designed. I don't think it actually wound up working right for them. However, you watch those certain little things that Brad Stevens does that other coaches don't do. He makes great out-of-bounds plays at ends of games, comes up with big scores, big stops, just a really big-time coach. And obviously, his players have gone out there and executed the game plan to perfection. So I don't want to give all the credit to Brad Stevens like a lot of people do, because it takes two to tango. His guys are playing well. He's coming up with a great strategy. They're going out and they're executing. Game 7 in Boston, brother. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's Boston. It's Game 7. That's all that needs to be said.
All right. Quick pause for the cause. Anyways, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be back, everybody.
Durant with the stuff. It counts in the foul.
Oh,
this is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another your company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Runner goes, pitch hit high, hit deep to left. Jay is back, track, wall, this ball is... It is gone! It's a game-winning walk-off two-run home run to left. Yan Gomes has done it. The Indians in the bottom of the ninth inning walk it off on a towering blast to left by Yan Gomes.
Perimeter, he has command of all of his pitches.
Ground ball to the hole, man. He's going to have to make one of those platinum glove plays. And he does! Manny Machado from shallow left field throws out smoke.
Yeah. You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. And speaking of the Windians, it's been a tough year for them, man. About 500 ball all season long, and then listening to that clip about Manny Machado, when will that guy get dealt? I think that that's the real question there. A lot going on in Major League Baseball. We haven't touched on it yet today, so we'll get into it. You can obviously call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. So you look around the league right now, Mike, and the Boston Red Sox leading the league in victories in general, 36 at this point, have a two-game lead over the New York Yankees and then everybody else in the division, 11 games or more behind. So that's a two-team race, and I think that that's pretty much what we expected there. I think the Central – American League Central with the Cleveland Indians, who are, like I said just before, playing 500 ball. And then you have the Twins, who people thought were going to be decent and that they would challenge once again, at least for a wild card. They seem to be struggling big time. Tigers, they literally have fallen off the map. Sox, I don't even want to talk about. The Kansas City Royals, they were competitive. They had their stretch for like 2 years. And in the West, the Houston Astros, back to what they did last year, which was win a lot of baseball games. The Mariners, a little bit of a pleasant surprise there. The Angels of Anaheim starting to come back to earth a little bit. Oakland, however, four teams there over 500, and that's good to see. The National League, interesting as well. When you talk about the East, Philadelphia and Atlanta top that. The Nationals seem like they're waking up a little bit though, Mike. So I expect them to obviously come around and be the leader of the pack when things are all said and done in the National League East. The Brew Crew, man, they put up 17, and which, by the way, I think that's more first downs than the Cleveland Browns had all of last year's football season. Obviously, I'm joking around a little bit, but 17 runs from the Milwaukee Brewers. They obviously have a really good offense, and we did talk to John Poulter a little bit about this, and we didn't get too deep into it, but I do think the question about them was the pitching staff. And ultimately, right now, they're holding up very, very well. And we knew that they had a lot of hitting. They made some really good additions in the offseason. So I like what the Brewers are doing, but that's such a competitive division and it can change on a daily basis. So you got to watch the National League Central. It's going to be fun. And then in general, it was cool seeing the Diamondbacks play so well, Mike, early in the season and get all those victories, and they kept piling them up and they were getting a big lead in the division. But I think that was a little bit, obviously, of an aberration. They weren't that good in general. They had a bunch of injuries. They were pounding through it somehow, some way. Now those injuries are stacking up. Paul Goldschmidt has gone absolutely cold as can be, and the Rockies have come on a little bit. The Dodgers will be coming at some point, and San Francisco. So I think that this is an interesting division. I don't think anybody runs away with it like we may have thought early, like the Dodgers were going to run away with this. After a certain point, when you're 50 or so games into the year, this is who you are. This is what you are. This is what your division is. It's going to be competitive. But I think if somebody winds up winning and goes about 10 or 15 games over 500, they're going to be in great shape in the National League West. But in general, Major League Baseball, a lot going on, dude.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. And it is, and like you said, the whole thing with the Diamondbacks, and of course we talk about the Diamondbacks because they're the local team here in Phoenix, was a bit of an aberration. And I think John Poulter, who we have on, you know, top of the show, hit a great point. He doesn't have J.D. Martinez in the lineup to protect him. And it's kind of a one man show, and he's not performing. I mean, the pitching staffs can concentrate on him and, you know, they can pitch around him, put him on, you know, just as long as he's not getting the bat on the ball, and not causing too much damage that way, that's not going to hurt these opposing teams. And the thing with the Rockies, if you take a look at the Rockies, they've played more away games than they have home games. And so, you know, as we move forward, keeping an eye on how many home games they still have to play. We all know about the home field advantage in Colorado with the thin air, and they could be serious contenders. And the Dodgers, once again, once they get healthy, you know, all bets could be off there. The other thing I'd like to take a look at here is, you know, last night, the Anaheim Angels and Mike Trout, that guy had a game last night. If you didn't see, he went 5 for 5. He had a home run. He had doubles. He did it all last night, and he went over the 600 RBI mark for a young guy like that. Is he the best to you? Is he the best player in the majors?
Well, right now, you know, he went through that little drought that I talked about. Trout had a drought. He got through it. You know, you look at what Paul Goldschmidt is doing. He's struggling. And I think a lot has to do with injuries. AJ Pollock can't stay healthy. That hurts. And the lack of JD Martinez, obviously that hurts big time too. So a few different things that are happening for Paul Goldschmidt and this Arizona Diamondback team, which, like you said, we cover them. They're local. So they're definitely something that is interesting to us. You brought up a couple of interesting points though. And I think that the home away thing is definitely something to look out for and to watch very closely as the season goes on, because certain teams, like you said, Colorado they've played 12 more games on the road than they have at home. So later on in the season, they are going to get those home games, and that could pay some dividends to them. However, with that being said, they're only 8-12 at home, so they seem to struggle at home, and they're 6 games over .500 on the road. So something to watch very closely throughout the whole season for a lot of teams when you watch down the stretch what could happen, who can go on a run, who could go on a roll, and who may struggle, and some of the reasons why they struggle. So those teams that have more balance in their schedule right now, I think that it's just something to watch. I think that's a really interesting point that you brought up. Here's
another thing to take a look at, and this is in the American League, with the defending champs, the Astros, if you take a look, their run differential is up plus 123, and you look at how many games they're up. They're only up two games. So, you know, I look at that and go, man, you got that kind of run differential. The team behind them, the Mariners, are only two games behind. Their run differential is only 10. And you just wonder, is there something we're missing? Is there something in Houston that is not exactly working like it should? I mean, obviously the offense is working, but, you know, if you have that big of a run differential, you would expect Houston maybe have like a 6-7 game lead.
Well, another great point that you made, because ultimately what's happening then is that they've had some games where they're winning 9-0 or 11-1. And then they have some games that they're losing, and those are the close games. Whereas a team like the Mariners, who have that plus 10 differential and they're 11 games over 500, Mike, they win close ball games. So I think that don't get too caught up in the plus 123 that the Houston Astros are throwing out there. And I think it's interesting for people that don't necessarily know what the numbers mean. What that means is that they've scored 123 more runs than their opponents, but how many games have they won by 11, or how many games have they won by 7 runs? How many tight games have the Houston Astros really played? So
I was just going to say, that was my point. Like that, you know, you can have a big run differential like that, but if you're not winning in close games, you're going to have people right on your tail, like Seattle and the Angels are right there. They're only 4.5 games back. They're not out of it by any stretch. So Houston has their work cut out for them right now.
I don't trust the Angels at all. I don't trust them as far as you can throw them. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. That's a team to me that will find a way to succumb to the pressure, because they've done it year in and year out. So I'm not sold on them at all. I think what's interesting, and I think two of the best stories, I'll give you a moment in a second. I think two of the best stories in baseball so far are Philadelphia and Atlanta, at least at this point. We'll see if they can continue this really good play. Go ahead.
I was going to go to the Philly Atlanta thing here in a minute, but you got to remember that Seattle doesn't have Robinson Cano. He's suspended for like 50 games, 80 games or something like that. So they're doing this without one of the best hitters that they have and one of the best hitters in baseball as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, like I said, baseball right now is very interesting. And I also think this is what's cool. There's so many cities involved right now. You have so many divisions that, like I said, at least in the central of the National League, where, you know, you have the Milwaukee Brewers, who right now have kind of separated themselves. But again, 1 week, and this can change dramatically. They have a 4-game lead over St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Chicago's 4.5 back, but the Brewers have played really well over the last 10 games, 8-2. They saw the Diamondbacks. They've seen the Mets. So they've had some teams that they've been able to exploit and take advantage of. And truth be told, it's a really fun division to watch, but there's so many cities that are involved right now, Mike. And I think that right now, that's a great thing for baseball. That's a great thing for fans. That's going to keep people going to the games. Summertime is here. School is out in Arizona. It's going to be out everywhere very soon. So those ballparks are going to be pretty full all summer long, at least if there's a bunch of cities in it. And right now, that's what we have.
Yeah, it's absolutely what we have. I echo your thoughts in terms of it's good for baseball. This is what baseball needs. They need as much interest in those long summer, hot, dry months where people want to stay inside. They want to go to a pool. They don't necessarily want to hang out at a ballpark outside where it's 90 degrees, but you got 90% humidity. So if you can keep those fans coming to those big ballparks, it's just going to mean better baseball and funner baseball for the fan base.
Yeah, definitely more fun. And speaking of big time things, Indy 500, the 102nd running. I know you're a big race guy. It is a spectacle. It's a bucket list thing, like you said, for many people, a bucket list thing for you. Look, like you said, man, dude, cars are going around the track at 225 miles an hour. I like watching races. I hate to say it. I like watching races for the crash. What are you watching for, Mike?
I would be lying if I said I didn't watch for the crash. But the other thing, I just like the strategy involved. I mean, you got guys that are sitting on top of, you know, a race stadium, eyeing their guys going, hey, go to the inside now, and communicating with the crew chief. And, you know, and I'm a bigger IndyCar guy than I am a NASCAR guy. I'm not all into that NASCAR. I like the cars and the way they handle, you know, you're going 225 miles an hour and you got guys that'll hit the wall going 180, 200 miles an hour and they survive. It's just, it's incredible to me.
Speaking of survive, that's something that Venus Williams was unable to do in the first round at the French Open, which is also happening, Mike. So many things going on in the sports world. Every single time I turn my head, I could tell you something new and different. I know we got to take a quick final pause for the cause. We're going to do it, and then obviously we'll come back with our final thoughts. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back
in, everybody, for the final time today. Obviously, got to say one more time, happy Memorial Day. We appreciate those that have fallen for us. We appreciate those that still continue to fight for us and our freedom so that we can come to you like we do each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can always catch me late night on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's parting shot time. So, Mike, you're up, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I got two of them, and I'll get to it. First of all, we got women's college softball. Women's college softball World Series going on now, and we got four teams from the Pac-12 that qualify. We got Oregon, we got ASU, you know, we got a bunch of teams in there, and that's good. And the last shout I'm going to do is for my own daughter. Graduated high school this week, Red Mountain. She's doing well. She's going to move on with her life, but I just got to congratulate my daughter, Taylor Wilson, for getting her high school diploma.
Absolutely, man. I give you a congratulations as well, Taylor. That's great stuff. And obviously, my parting shot is Game 7s, man, in the NBA. That's what we live for as sports people. That's what you live for as sports fans. Give us a couple of good games. Hopefully, we get Boston and Houston, but you never know. It could be Cleveland and Golden State one more time. But obviously, for John Poulter, our professor of sports, Scott on the other side of the glass, Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week, 8 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.